Number 6, Thomas Electric Company, 543 West 2nd Street. The building now occupied by Thomas Electric at 543 West 200 South was built around 1907. For about 30 years, it had multiple Greek owners of groceries, restaurants, and a pool hall. Today, Thomas Electric Company is one of the few long-standing businesses left in historic Greektown. It has been under the ownership of Rich Thomas for many years. Now proceed to site number 7, the Citizens Investment Company building.
Well, my grandfather, Thomas, purchased the first of the three parcels that we have here during the Depression of the 30s, approximately in 1930.
Okay.
And we have been here since. So it was a matter, he had been in business about 15 years at that time and was looking for a more permanent home, and I'm assuming that there were some pretty good deals to be had during the Depression of the 30s, and so he came down here, and this was a neighborhood that was still, it was at the tail end of what they called the Greektown era on 2nd South here. You notice that they call this the Greektown Station up here on the track stop, and the Greek immigrants had settled this area probably in the late 1800s and early 1900s. And so there were still butcher shops, drug stores, kind of leftovers from, you know, community neighborhood type businesses when he moved in here. You know, it was a nice neighborhood. I remember coming down here as a kid. And they'd been here a long time, you know, when I was a kid, in, say, the 50s, the mid-50s. You know, by that time, they'd been here for 25 years. You know, it was a community-type neighborhood back in those days. It was called the Red Light District. I remember back in the days when I was going to high school, this was the Red Light District. A famous congressman from Utah got caught down here soliciting prostitution, and that was pretty scandalous. This was an area probably that had five or six bars, and you know, the Gateway changed some things, but it left the area west of the Gateway pretty much it's the same as it's always been.
Yeah. Does that happen?
The biggest impact for us is loss of parking due to the construction of the tracks line. We had adequate parking in the front of our building for, you know, a long, long time. And the construction of the tracks line eliminated most of the parking that we had. We have very little parking now compared to what we used to have. And so that has made it more difficult for our customers to come and park here and do business with us.